Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Koch, Renette, Saskatchewan, Pork Industry Symposium 2025. My guest is Steve Seto, the Communications and Marketing Coordinator with the Saskatchewan Pork Development Board. Thanks for joining us, Steve.
Thank you for having me.
Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2025 has wrapped up. First of all, a little bit of background. What is the reason for this annual event?
Yeah, it's an opportunity for producers across the province to come together and network, learn, gain some new information, maybe refresh themselves on some old information, see what's new and developing within the industry, and take that knowledge and bring it back to the farm, bring it back to the barn, and just use those skills for the future.
What did we see in terms of attendance this year? Who was represented and from where? And what does that suggest for the state of the pork sector in Saskatchewan?
Absolutely. We saw another really, really strong year of numbers. We had more than 320 guests attend symposium. We had people from across the country here in Canada, as well as down from the United States coming up. Some of our speakers as well coming from the U.S. So another really, really great turnout for people here at Symposium. We had more than 25 exhibitors as well in our trade show area, which is another really strong sign for our industry that there's a lot of opportunities there for producers. And then, you know, with our producers and farms, we had barn managers, we had everybody who works inside the barn here at Symposium, as well as people from all different sorts of companies, from processing to genetics and so on.
What was the mood among the attendees at this year's event? What do we see in terms of confidence or optimism? And what does that suggest moving forward and why?
Yeah, absolutely. You said it right there. Optimism, I think, is the way that everyone is kind of looking at the industry over the next couple of years. We saw it specifically through Brett Stewart's presentation here this morning on day two, where there is a lot of growth and optimism within the industry. So that was really kind of spread throughout every attendee that I felt throughout Symposium. It's always good to see, but there's always a lot of confidence that I see in all of our producers and all of our industry members throughout our industry, which is great to see. And there's never really anyone who gets too high or too low. It's a very steady industry, but I think there is a lot of confidence and a lot of optimism as we move forward in the next couple of years.
What were some of the highlights this year that attendees were able to participate in and view?
Yeah, absolutely. Our two keynote speakers, Chris Cook and Brett Stewart, put on fantastic presentations. They were absolutely phenomenal. So they were just a pleasure to have. Brett has come out a few times to Symposium and always gives a very, very captivating presentation. So he's always really good to have, and we're always happy to have him. Our exhibitor area is good, and the networking that Symposium provides to people, not only for industry members, but also for our grad students and everyone through the grad student competition, the oral presentations, as well as the poster presentations. It just gives that opportunity for people who are stepping into the industry to get a chance to not only showcase their work and their research that they've been doing, but also connect with people who may be employing them in the future. So it really is a full circle moment for everybody here at Symposium. And that is something that we always try to foster and really try and elevate every year.
You touched on networking. Just how important is the opportunity for pork producers to connect with one another, with industry experts, researchers, and what are the factors there?
It's extremely important because everybody who does work in a barn, I mean, you're in the barn for most of the time. There's not a lot of opportunities to get out and do that networking. So the 2 days that we have here at Symposium, where you may get to connect with somebody you haven't in maybe a couple of months or a year or since the last time you were at Symposium. And that provides a lot of information sharing that can go on between companies, between barns. And that is something that is, it's underscored sometimes.
Now that this year's symposium has wrapped up, what will be happening over the next little while looking back?
I think it's going to take a little bit of time to decompress after this symposium. I think we're going to, you know, take a look back over the next couple of days and go through our evaluations and our feedback. And enjoy the success that we had of another successful symposium. Maybe take a nap and just kind of relax for a little bit. And then we'll start planning symposium in the spring. We'll get our agenda. We'll get our sponsorships. Once we get all of that information back from our feedback, and then we'll start planning everything again for 2026. And as exhausted as we are from planning symposium, we can't wait until doing this again next year.
When does the planning for next year's show actually begin, and how much work will be involved over the space of the next year planning?
Yeah, absolutely. The real work begins in the spring, in June, like I mentioned. But it really kind of starts right away. We are always thinking about our next speakers, the topics that we're putting in. The advisory committee does a fantastic job of giving their input for who they feel is going to be a great speaker, is going to be providing a lot of great information to our producers. So the real work kind of really starts to begin in the spring, April, May, June, is when we really start to get things together. But yeah, we're always pretty much thinking about symposium.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Yeah, I would really like to thank all of our sponsors this year. They did a fantastic job of helping make sure that symposium gets put on every year. It's a big task, not only from everybody in the office, but it's a big financial commitment as well too. The cost of everything is going up. So in order for us to put on a really great event, we need the support from our sponsors. And every single one of them we really thank, because they do such a fantastic job, not only helping us out financially, but being involved in making sure that, you know, they're also providing and helping plan or being part of the advisory committee. So our sponsors, I think, get the biggest thank you for that as well. Everyone in the office helping get this put together, Jessica Potterdesky, getting our agenda together, and basically everything that you see at Symposium is run through her. Tiffany Yang making sure that all of the registrations are in order and all the sponsorships are invoiced and everything like that. She did a fantastic job this year. Carolina Steinerova, she did a great job of just helping out Jessica with topics and the agenda and everything along that. Mark Ferguson, our general manager, for just having the faith in us to get everything going, and then just getting all of the brochures, the documents, everything that you see, all the behind the scenes work that we do. It's a lot of work, and not one person can do it alone, so it's a really big team effort. So all the staff does a great job.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me again, Bruce.
Our guest has been Steve Seto, the Communications and Marketing Coordinator with the Saskatchewan Pork Development Board. For Farmscape Online at Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2025, I'm Bruce Cochran.